They were the kind of tubes that were used for rockets. That kind of, that when you say that intelligence indicated that, the, your White House was using intelligence incorrectly. You were misstating what the intelligence actually was.
Lawrence, we can do this one way or another, all right? You can let me answer your questions, or you
talk
can,
about the
or you can
tubes.
Make rhetorical statements.
Let's talk about the aluminum tubes that you were so wrong about. That is, that's one of those things you like to use as an indication of what the intelligence was telling you, but the White House was misinterpreting the intelligence.
No. This was not the White House misinterpreting anything. The director of the CIA briefed the Congress that those aluminum tubes were most likely for nuclear capability.
You said exclusively.
We believed that the nuclear tubes, given Saddam Hussein's history, given the long trail of what he was trying to acquire, were for nuclear weapons. Now, you were right. The intelligence turned out to have been wrong. But, you know, you don't get to get up in the morning and say, you know, my intelligence might be wrong. You have to act on the intelligence that you have. And that's the intelligence that we had at the time.
When you look at what we now are calling the Arab Spring, and you look at these uprisings against these dictators in the region, would it have been better now, knowing what we all know now, would it have been better to wait and let history catch up with Saddam Hussein in Iraq? Do you think we might have a similar uprising in Iraq today?
Saddam Hussein was a threat, and we dealt with the threat. We didn't go to Iraq to bring democracy any more than dealing with Adolf Hitler was to bring democracy to Germany. But once there, we felt that we had to help the Iraqi people get to democracy. And it's simply ill-informed and ahistorical to suggest that a dictator as brutal as Saddam Hussein would have allowed an Arab uprising in his country. You're looking at a dictator in Syria put down an uprising. You're looking at a dictator in Libya who has tried to put down an uprising. And if you want to talk about a humanitarian disaster, why did we go into Libya? Because he was about to mow down his own people. He was going to eliminate his own people. He was going to commit genocide against his own people. Saddam Hussein committed chemical warfare against his own people. And I'd really like to have an answer from those who say it was a good thing to intervene humanitarian way in Libya because Gaddafi was killing massive numbers of civilians. Saddam Hussein put 400,000 people in mass graves. He used chemical weapons against Kurds and Shia. If that wasn't a humanitarian reason to intervene, quite apart from the security reasons, I really think people have a lot of explaining to do.
But you would grant the style of intervention in Libya and Iraq is totally different.
Well, yes, because Libya and Muammar Gaddafi are thankfully not Saddam Hussein. But if you think for 1 minute that you were going to be able to take Saddam Hussein down by mass protests in the streets, then you're clearly ill-informed.
We'll never know. Dr. Rest, thank you.
Yeah, you're right. We'll never know. But I would have to say anybody who thinks that that's going to happen would have to be pretty ill-informed.
That'll be the last word. Dr. Rice, thank you very, very much for
joining
us.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.